The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
But what I will say is that it's nice that we're getting to the point in the calendar where there's an obvious lead. It's game week, baby. Bears and Chiefs, let's go. New coach, new GM, the year two leap for Justin Fields.
Sure.
The game week has arrived.
The truth is, I like when you like stuff, and you like football a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, you're totally energized and like into it.
I was happy to come to work today.
It has been clear.
Physically, Roquan Smith, the all-pro linebacker for the Chicago Bears and likely their best player on defense, or maybe best player in their entire organization, he is there. He is present, but he does not want to be there. He has requested that the organization trade him.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
I followed up with the team, and they are respectfully declining comment as of right now, but this is the biggest news of the day, really, in the National Football League.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Gotta be nice, hostility, diddly, biddly, diddly. Ah, hell, diddly, ding, dong, crap. Can't you morons do anything right?
It was good for me. Was it good for you?
One, two, three.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thanks for hanging out. You can text and twitch in your questions for one last thing. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. Tanny on vacation this week. Tons of news, mostly centered around Roquan Smith asking for a trade. I haven't called it surprising. You know, I'm a little mad at myself for not playing this one out to its logical conclusion with the Holden and knowing where he was in the contract life cycle. Like, when I saw the statement, I wasn't that surprised.
By the statement?
Yeah, by the request of a trade. Disgruntled player not getting paid with preseason games approaching, requesting a trade is not that original of a story in the NFL. It happens somewhere every year. He's a little late, I'll be honest. Normally, you know about these things more in like the OTA minicamp portion of the offseason. Mm. He's a little late, but training camp holdouts happen all the time.
Yeah, but how about a hold in?
Which is new under the recent CBA.
On the PUP list and requesting the trade, and then still showing up that very day. The orchestrated trade request statement through a major league newsbreaker, and then still being there. And we might be looking at another 2 weeks, 3 weeks of him being there, but not practicing, having said very clearly that he wants to be traded, and having uncomfortable disconnect in place and visually available with him and with Ryan Poles. That feels surprising to me. I'm trying to wrap my, and you touched on it with Mark Potash last segment. Like, what was that like? You know, I mean, because this is the thing. It's like, it feels odd and doesn't feel like there's a lot of precedent to it, but maybe there is.
I think that there is precedent to, like I said, the training camp holdout, contract negotiations stalled, asking for a trade, right? That happens. Now, the new part of the CBA is that you can still attend meetings, still be there with your teammates, still watch the film, but you can't actually go through practice so that you could be there for the mental part of it but not risk physical injury to you when you're trying to get a new contract.
Danny,
that's the new part.
Danny, years ago, I went to see a band playing all the songs by their predominant songwriter, but he was having some mental illness issues, so he did not play with them. And so I saw the band on stage without him, and I'm like, wow, this is odd. And then I looked over, and there he was at the concert.
That is odd.
With me in the crowd, and I was like, How you doing, man? And it was just jarring, and it has that feel to me of like, he's right over there!
Right. It's weird. It's definitely weird. So Tyreek Hill wanted a new contract from the Chiefs. The Chiefs said, we think that 29-year-old speedster. We've won a Super Bowl with him. He's been crazy productive. We're going to sell high. They got 5 draft picks for him. Miami gave it up and immediately paid him. Davante Adams, same thing. DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel ended up re-signing. Metcalf re-signed Seattle. Samuel re-signed San Francisco.
Right.
So trade demand disgruntled star player does not always equal trade. It's a leverage play.
Absolutely. It usually, in fact, does not usually equal trade.
So that's where we are now. Now let's give you the newsmakers here. We'll give you Ryan Poles first, then Ian Rappaport, and then we'll weigh in on where we think this is going. So originally the Bears said they weren't going to respond to Roquan Smith's statement. Actually, and we can start at the actual very beginning, because the first thing, if people are just, you know, getting out of a 9-to-5, tuning in, maybe you weren't on social media. Wait, Roquan Smith requested a trade? Yeah, he did it very publicly with a statement. To the city of Chicago and all Bears fans worldwide, I have officially requested a trade. Just writing these words is deeply painful. I'm a kid from Macon County, Georgia. When you grow up playing football, you dream of making it to the NFL one day. However, playing the linebacker position, you never imagine getting drafted in the top 10 to the Chicago Bears. I'm a homegrown Bear. A dream come true for me to have an opportunity to put that Bears helmet on, wear the same jersey that the legendary linebackers did. It's an indescribable feeling. Walking these hallways the past 4 years, you can feel the spirit. You feel the pressure to live up to that timeless history, that great legacy. I dreamed of playing like Wilbur Marshall, Singletary, Briggs, Urlacher, Butkus. Since the day I was drafted, I vowed to play this position at a level that upheld the standard that was set before me, to uphold that respect and honor, and I have. Unfortunately, the new front office regime doesn't value me here. They've refused to negotiate in good faith. Every step of this journey has been take it or leave it. The deal sent to me is one that would be bad for myself and for the entire linebacker market if I signed it. I've been trying to get something done that's fair since April, but their focus has been on trying to take advantage of me. I wanted to be a Bear for my entire career, help this team bring a Super Bowl back to our city. However, they have left me no choice than to request a trade that allows me to play for an organization that truly values what I bring to the table. I haven't had the chance to talk to the McCaskey family, and maybe they can salvage this, but as of right now, I don't see a path back to the organization I truly love. I hope and pray you all can understand this. I'm deeply sorry it's come to this. Sincerely, Roquan Smith. Ian Rappaport puts that statement out. He offers up also that the backloaded offer from the Bears, which would not make him the highest paid in actual salary, included proposed de-escalators that not a single player out of the 94 non-quarterback $15 million plus per year contracts have, and Roquan was offended. The deal would hurt the linebacker market as a whole. So that's Roquan Smith's position. The Bears initially say no statement. Then Ryan Poles says, all right, I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to take a few questions. Here's the Bears general manager dealing with a crisis.
Wanted to come in here and, you know, let everyone know. Obviously, we're aware of everything that's popped up with Roquan and Twitter. So I thought it would be best just to address it straightforward. I'll double down on what I've said before. My feelings for Roquan haven't changed at all. I think he's a very good football player. I love the kid. Love what he's done on the field, which makes me really disappointed where we're at right now. I thought we'd be in a better situation, to be completely honest with you. In terms of our philosophy in the front office, I've always believed and always will be that we take care of our homegrown talent. We pay them, we take care of them, and we take care of them for what they've done and what they can become in the future. And with this situation, we've showed respect from a very early time frame. And with that said, I mean, there's record-setting pieces of this contract that I knew for a fact was going to show him the respect that he deserves. And obviously that hasn't been the case. With that said, you know, we can't lose sight that this isn't about one player. My job is to build a roster that's going to sustain success for a long period of time. And at the end of the day, we got to do, you know, what's best for the Chicago Bears. So I'll take a few questions from you. I just wanted to make sure I got up. I addressed this with you. We know what's going on. And we're doing everything we can to get this done.
Ryan, is your intention to trade him as his request asks for, or do you think something can be worked out?
Right now, my intentions are to sign Roquan to this team. And we're going to take it day by day. And at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for this organization. But my intentions are to make sure Roquan Smith's on this team.
Were you aware that it was this dire, I guess, in his mind?
It's a little bit, you know, like there's always going to be a little bit of separation, but at the same time, like for an extension, it's got to make sense for both sides. And obviously we're not at that point for him to put that out there.
Ryan, what was your reaction to his message that was shared with Ian Rappaport as far as the organization not valuing him?
Yeah, like I said, there's when we engaged and we brought it, we brought it. And I thought there was a lot of respect in where we're at right now. That obviously that's not good enough for him and his party, but I feel like we showed respect with what we've done and showed value for who he is as a football player and what he can become.
Have the negotiations been him directly to you because he doesn't have an agent? How does that work?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult. There's emotions involved, and it's tough. It's a very unique situation that we've had to deal with, and I thought we've done a pretty good job, which, again, that's why I'm a little disappointed that we're at this spot. But, again, that's where we're at. Want to let you know, and if anything changes, I'll update you.
So kudos to Ryan Poles for speaking at all, like we talked about. I'm a little surprised that he offered up the detail of what he was willing to do in terms of there were some record-setting parts of the contract, because mm-hmm. that goes directly in the face of what every executive says, which is we're not going to negotiate through the media. Like that struck me as a detail that you do not often hear from a general manager or an executive. And I understand that Roquan is negotiating through the media.
Yeah, Roquan put that out there with the de-escalators.
I understand that, but I'm a little surprised that he shared that, because it's pretty easily disproven by the Ian Rappaports of the world if they're like, hey, we have the offer in hand and it's funny money.
Well,
it's not a real guarantee for record-setting money.
He shared that detail in making the point, we offered him record-breaking, blah, 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 that would show Roquan the respect that he deserves.
Right.
That was the sentence in which he shares that detail. Roquan being this publicly disrespected is a bad look on its face for Ryan Poles. And he's pushing back against that. He really thinks that he has tried to show him respect. And he, to be honest with you, I thought we'd be in a better place by now. I thought he was speaking to the human aspects of it. And so he gave up the negotiation detail to speak to the human aspect.
Yeah, it's not something you hear often. And this is a guy who's not used to that part of the job. Like, put me down for we're not going to hear many more examples of that from Ryan Poles as he goes forward. I thought that was my ears perked up. I was like, huh, didn't expect to hear a general manager of an NFL team share that publicly. That is absolutely the definition of negotiating through the media.
You did hear the balance of what he was trying to say in terms of great player, great kid, love him, but I'm doing more than that here. We're building a whole football team. And that speaks to the potential disconnect on exactly what the value is at that position on this team with that defense.
Correct. So now we get to what Roquan Smith wants. I think Roquan Smith is awesome. I think he's the best player on the Bears. I think he's a tackling machine. I do not think
he's a tackling machine.
He's a great tackler. Like a sideline to sideline tackler. I'm not sure there's anyone clearly better than him in the entire league.
A violent finisher who wraps up. You don't break Roquan Smith's tackle.
However, turnovers are the currency of defense. He has 5 interceptions in 4 years and 1 forced fumble. Darius Leonard, the highest paid inside backer in the league, has 11 interceptions and 17 forced fumbles. It's just it's a different level of game-changing playmaking. Different systems, but still, in terms of production on the field, here's what Ian Rappaport said about Roquan Smith's position. This is a unique NFL story for a number of reasons, including Roquan Smith not having an agent. Can you give us the backstory as to how we got to this moment today with you helping him release that statement?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously this has been an ongoing negotiation with Roquan Smith representing himself, wanting to be the highest paid linebacker, obviously deserving to be the highest paid linebacker because of what he's done on the field, but also because he's next, and that's generally the way it works, honestly. You know, this has sort of been boiling, and, you know, he is at training camp. He has been there. He is not going to get fined. He is, I think, officially still on the PUP list, but not taking part as his contract situation has been in focus. And, you know, like, I think the Bears have made some offers. My understanding of the latest offer is that it was, you know, the overall APY looked like a lot, but in reality it was a backloaded deal where, you know, maybe the last year of the deal was way higher than the rest of it, bringing up the average artificially, so it's not sort of real money. I know there was a de-escalator clause, which is really rare, and he did not appreciate. And it's, you know, the negotiating style of the Bears is something that sounds like he is extremely frustrated with, and, you know, Cliff Stein sort of back in the saddle here with contract negotiations, and it's been difficult. I mean, obviously some of the rookie deals took a long time. This has taken an unfortunate turn. It is, you know, not a great situation. I would say it's over, but, you know, this is where Roquan Smith is right now.
So to be clear, Roquan Smith is asking for more than Shaquille Leonard?
Yeah, and, you know, it sounds like to me like the Bears' offer put him there, but it's not real money in that, you know, the last year is artificially high, so it would bring up the average and look like it's a lot of money, but would not actually make him the highest paid linebacker. You know, and look, I mean, when you talk about these high value contracts, almost always the next great guy becomes the highest paid. That's just the way it works. So that all makes sense. It's just really the structure is such, you know, that it wouldn't allow him to, like, actually see the money that's in the contract.
Ian, do you have an understanding of why Roquan Smith does not have an agent? Is it simply because of the percentage he would owe?
That's a great question. I think the percentage is some of it. I know, you know, he obviously came into this with an agent, was represented, I believe, by CAA upon being drafted, still had the holdout situation deep into camp originally. You know, the way it was explained to me, he just wants to represent his own interest and, you know, thinks he can do it, is, I think, you know, a pretty upfront guy, so wants to represent himself. You know, I'm not sure it's much more than that. I don't think it's like he just doesn't want to pay the agent fees. I think it's that he wants to take, you know, kind of take the reins on his own interest and do it himself.
See, here's the thing about an agent, right, Danny? Like, if you have the right one, you can still get and do everything you want. Like, you're the boss. You can still make all of that happen. And the agent, a good one, can shield you from whatever amount of BS you would like them to shield you from. And a good agent will talk to you and consult with you and hear you out and help you figure out what you should be shielded one. He should have one. He could still be making all the moves he's making. And like, the percentage is capped at 3% or maybe 3.5%
in the NFL. It's very small.
It's not this massive, massive thing. And that's why Rappaport's saying that it's maybe he doesn't want one, not just because he then doesn't have to pay them. Like, maybe he wants to be in the middle of this stuff, wants to be in there and have the conversations and have the drama and the standoffs. He's the last rookie to come to camp, right? He's like Potsy said with us, he's now had, what, 3 or 4 press conferences where he has to say, let's not talk about football. He finds drama. He finds the middle of this stuff sometimes when there's not even a reason to. And that kind of, like, your personality issue can come into play in a moment like this. And I don't know Roquan very well personally, but I wonder how much of that is going on for somebody who wants to be in the middle of it. And it would just be so much simpler when you let an agent do it and take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, Roquan Smith, you know, missed the game for an undisclosed, unclear reason, right? And then he had the photos with the porn star, and he had the playbook stolen out of the car right when he was drafted, and he was the last rookie to sign. And he's had, like, some little – and then there have been weird internet rumors about him. You know, there's been, like, a lot of stuff around the periphery about Roquan. But he's also been, like, universally supported player, you know, in the locker room. You know, they've wanted him. He's been game day captains. Like, they didn't have season long captains, but he has been a guy that everyone's like, he's a leader. We love him.
For sure.
Amazing player. And like I said, unbelievably productive as a tackler. Like, he's been a great player, but he's not Darius Leonard. So I get Ryan Poles saying, I know it's 1 year later and the cap keeps going up, but I don't want to guarantee this guy this type of production. I still do think, though,
that he ultimately signs. Because I think that he hired Matt Eberflus, who ran the system that turned Darius Leonard into the takeaway machine that he was, and he tried to sign Larry Ogunjobi as the nose tackle, the three technique, to play that system, and he drafted two defensive players. Like, I think Ryan Poles thinks they're not that far away from having a really good defense, and you're definitely a lot further away when you trade Khalil Mack and you lose Akeem Hicks, and then you have to trade Roquan Smith. Yeah. Like, I think he hired the guy who turned Darius Leonard into the All-Pro to turn Roquan Smith from great tackler to great playmaker. So I do ultimately think they get this done. But are people like, oh, you're going to give it a 0% chance? No, because Roquan Smith's hard to predict.
He's hard to predict.
This is, you know what I mean? He's hard to predict. This is a very bold move.
How much emotion, how many feelings are there in that statement? How many different heartstrings is he talking about and tugging at there? And it's like, this is when you have an agent, they take care of that part of it, or they let you just be able to focus on the stuff. There's so much going on there emotionally. It feels like a lot.
Yeah, people want to react on all sides of this. He is their best player, and it's another crisis for Ryan Poles, who could desperately use a win. And there's not going to be a lot of those on the field this year. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Put him in the hall. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Parkinson Spiegel to the rack. Count it in a foul.
We're going to crank it up nonstop.
I've got hair that people would die to have. Michael K, nothing. I'm a fabulous driver. Michael K's got nothing to do with it.
In the last 2 days, both Lawrence Holmes and Dan Bernstein have asked me if I'm growing out my hair. Shane last week said, so what are you doing this weekend other than getting a haircut? So I know I need a haircut. It's a little long.
Yeah, it is a little long.
I've gotten a little lazy.
Does it get in your way? Does it get in your vision and like keep you from seeing things? Like if you're cooking, if you're making their scallops you're always talking about, that you love.
I'm a master chef.
I know.
Buddy. I can
but
teach you.
If you're cooking or something, like, does your hair get in your way? Does it bother you?
Sometimes.
Bothers me.
It's gotten a little. I don't blame you. I look like a stand-in for a Beatle. Like, it's just mop toppy.
Hey, you know who the Beatles are.
Yeah, they're a band. Still touring?
I got a haircut at my barber tomorrow at 10 a.m. We got a Cub Day game. Do you want to come up to the north side and go to my barber?
There you go.
That's very nice of you. I have a haircut appointment tomorrow at 9 a.m.
You do? Oh, look at that.
Oh, before time.
Tomorrow's the day.
I went last week. Did you notice?
Yeah, you look good. You keep it tight.
Especially in the summer, I keep it tight.
Yeah.
I allowed my barber to do something that I had never allowed my barber to do. And I got a guy, I think he does great work, young dude. I have traveled and found him at different places where he works now. You know, I make sure to stay connected, find him on Booksy. But I allowed him to do something that I've never allowed the barber to do, and I'm having some regrets. Anybody care to guess what I allowed my barber to do?
Eyebrows.
No, he's done the eyebrows before.
Okay.
He did a nice job cleaning that up. He also does the beard. He does the whole face and the back of the neck, the whole schmear. So it could be anywhere on the head.
Massage?
No.
Are you like a weird, like, you don't like male masseuses or something?
You know, he doesn't shampoo the hair and doesn't, but I'd let him. I'd be fine with that.
I'm afraid you're going to get your contract with the Browns voided.
I love a good scalp massage.
The scalp massage while they're shampooing you.
It's so nice.
Amazing.
It really is
world
great.
Class.
Okay.
I'm a no-go on scalp massages.
Really?
Yeah, no.
From anybody?
From anyone. Yeah, don't touch my head.
I'm
very Adrian
so
Beltre
good.
That way.
You're wrong about that.
That's fine. I'm okay being wrong.
Did you say you're very Adrian Beltre that
I'm
way?
I'm very Adrian Beltre
that's
that way.
Phenomenal. I would like to be your Elvis Andrews and just, you know, poke away at you.
Fine.
Maybe that should be Tanny's. What else could it have been? What else could it have been?
I don't know. Your haircut looks the same as it usually does.
Uh-huh. Danny commented on my line up here that it was a little
severe.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you would put, like, you know, the line was...
Well, here's the thing. That part is, that looks good. Danny, the day that you get your haircut, your part is always there. And I always say to Danny, $25 says tomorrow he cannot recreate the part that his barber did for him. And then you come in and the hair is just swooped to the side again and there's no part in there because you can't recreate it.
He's one and done.
The part looks good. You should have your barber tomorrow teach you how to do the part so you can have that, so you can do it on your own.
You do
own.
Need
the
to be taught
grows
that.
Grows out so fast, and, though,
there's,
man.
There's a methodology.
You can still see mine. I got my hair cut like 13, 14 days ago.
Not in one day. Exactly. Doesn't grow
my
out
hair
in
grows
one day.
Real fast, guys. You don't know.
All right, so I've been trying to like manage my own manscaping. I've got the nose hair trimmer, and it just wasn't working.
But you let your barber manscape for
no.
you?
No, the barber, I saw it was an option when I signed up on Booksy. I could get my nose hair and my ear hairs waxed.
Hot, what?
Hot,
why?
Hot wax hair removal of the nose hairs and the ear hair. I grow ear hair like I'm an old Russian man, okay?
I got an ear hair problem.
Oh, you do, right?
I got an ear hair problem.
Oh, and it's only going to get worse in your life. I'll tell you right now. By the way, I once saw a guy, an old Russian man, I believe, in Chicago walking around, and the hair coming out of his ear, it was like a shaving brush coming out of his ear.
I didn't know that Russians grew ear hair. Are you typecasting here?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I should have said Hungarians and kept it to Matt Nagy.
I'm confused. Okay.
But anyway, so the hot wax into the nose and on the ears, and then yanking the hairs out. It actually wasn't that painful.
No.
It's not the pain that upset me. He was pretty funny. He did the nose. He's like, okay, I'm going to take it. All right, ready? One, two. And he did it on two. He didn't wait for
That's
three
funny.
Or anything.
My dad used to do that when I'd break my fingers. Same kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, here you go.
When
one,
you broke
two.
Your fingers.
What do you mean? Like, when you pop your fingers. Like, I was a catcher in baseball. You pop your fingers out of the socket.
Oh, so you like jammed them or dislocated them and you put them back in.
Or popping a shoulder back in or something.
But here's my problem. My nose, I have no nose hairs. They're gone, okay? The ones that were in there. My nose has been running nonstop for like 2 or 3 days. There's no obstruction. I need a little help in blocking the nasal drip. It is just coming steadily. It's like, oh, we got free rein here. It's like going down a slide. The nasal drip is so excited to leave my nose, and I have no help in
Look,
stopping
you're on cocaine.
It.
Real nasal drip situation.
I guess so.
Okay.
But and then there's no nose hairs. I shouldn't have taken them out. You need them for that.
Is that
among
a
other
known
things.
Side effect of nose hair removal?
I have no idea.
Or is it possible that you have a cold?
Well, I must have had.
These things are related incidents. You're convinced of this?
Well.
Have you noticed the difference when you're hearing?
No.
So are you regretting the ear hair removal?
No, the ear hair removal I feel great about.
You feel great about the ear hair removal. It's simply that you have a runny nose because of the nose hair waxing.
It feels like things are going, and like I'm breathing deeper, and I don't know that I wanted to. Like
You're getting too much oxygen.
I think I might be getting too much oxygen. the lack of nose hairs is jarring experientially in my life.
Do you think it's less relatable to talk about nose hair waxing or $450 tickets to the Field of Dreams game?
First of all, less relatable did a terrific overnight.
He did.
I miss him.
And listen, I understand. I do window reads where I talk about the indoor-outdoor living to go back to the deck by my pool.
It was $10 to wax my nose hair.
I know, but it's not something that most
Would you
people
do it?
Do.
Would you consider waxing your nose hair?
100%.
There you go.
I would consider it, and then I wouldn't do it.
I would do it for the ear hair. I sometimes feel like I have a tail growing out of my ear. It's disgusting.
Just take the clippers and go in your ear. Like, it works. You used to be a Manscaped endorser. Just take that Manscaped buzzer, the clipper, and just go in your ear with it.
Yeah.
It works.
I can do that. And I have done that. I just don't do it with enough consistency. And eventually my wife has to say, do your ears, you jackass. You know, but the nose, it just wasn't working. Like, my nose hairs, like, grow at an angle or something where I really needed some professional help, and I got it, and I'm regretting it.
I would love to know if that's a thing.
Kelly Clarkson! I did not scream Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, so it didn't hurt?
Not that bad.
Okay.
I mean, just for a
Have
moment.
You ever had anything else waxed?
I have not.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
You're missing out, man.
So this is your first waxing.
It was my first waxing.
Interesting.
Why? Have you had things waxed?
No, I've never had anything waxed.
But Shane, what did you have waxed?
Nothing.
Okay.
I was just a question. You mentioned that you're manscaping.
I've done the thing where they put the paraffin wax on your hands. And, like, massage your hands and then peel the wax off like
that?
Yeah,
some people like candle wax during sex. I don't know what your waxing situation
is.
Whoa.
Yeah, you think you can. Little pain?
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Might be something worth trying.
Yeah. It's an opportunity.
Oh, that's in You, Me, and Dupree, and then they set the house on fire.
There you
Wilson
go.
Sets the house on fire.
It's a quality film
That's
reference.
A really good movie.
is the exact kind really of movie that you would really like. Yeah.
Me and Mac are like,
hey, you, me and Dupree. Yeah.
I love that movie, man. Shout out to our Word of the Day winner, by the way. Speaks, you nailed that one.
Yeah.
It's Michael Graham got scallops. He's a bus driver. He listens every day.
That's awesome. Michael Thanks, Graham, Michael. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out. And Danny does make scallops, and tell me all about them.
Making them Thursday, by the way.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Scallops are on the menu for Thursday.
You put something else in the rotation.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It had literally been, Steph came back from the store, and she's like, I got scallops. It's been a while. It's been like 4 weeks.
That's a lot, actually.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
good.
That's a long enough rotation.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Separation of scallops.
Yeah. it's great separation.
It's a big tenet of our government. Yeah. Separation of scallops is very, very important.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
Scallop guy.
Textures are saying that I'm in big trouble when the nose hair starts to grow, that nasal stubble is one of the worst things ever. That sounds bad.
Well, yeah. Is it true? Like, do you believe in that urban legend that, like, if you wax something or whatever, like, it grows back faster? Yeah. Right? When you shave something, like, it grows back faster?
Right, those are different things, right? The shaving thing, I tried to make that happen. When
I guess those are different things.
When I was growing up and I was, like, wanting facial hair.
Yeah, I'm still growing up and I still want facial hair. When I shaved yesterday, I was like, maybe this will be the time that actually all of it will grow in and my beard and my it would actually connect and I'd be able to grow facial hair to hide my chins.
When did you have the beard? Was it pandemic times that you had the beard going?
Yeah, I look back at pictures of when Owen was born.
Looked like an Amish 14-year-old.
It's horrifying.
That and the picture from the auto show. Remember that your beard you're growing out when you were doing the auto show?
No.
I won't tweet it out because I hate when you guys tweet out my auto show picture or my picture with Carlos Zambrano. So I won't do the same to you.
Thank you.
But folks can go find that on their own if they want.
No, I'd rather you not.
Hey, we all have those out there. There's a picture. Yeah, there's a picture of me that my wife references a lot. It's like before her, you know, like before I found you and became your personal stylist, you were a disaster.
Yeah.
And this public picture is proof.
I just thought like, oh, it's like the beginning of the pandemic, no one's shaving. This will be fine. I'll be able to like really grow in something. And then I'm pulling up the pictures right now. It's not good. Cause then I shaved off the beard and I just kept the mustache for that picture.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That is horrifying. You're not an attractive human.
I know.
You should have warned me about this before handing me your phone. I'm scarred.
I look like I'm kidnapping my own child.
Shane.
Who's that guy with Owen? Go get him.
Go get him. Yeah. Chase him down. Shane, you'd rather watch Daniel Vogelback run than you would look at this picture of Danny.
Absolutely not. Yeah. There are a few things I'd rather do than watch that fat ass run.
Hey! That's my fault. Wow. I set you up for it.
Wow.
Shane doesn't think the heavy should be allowed to run.
Not in Major League Baseball.
I mean, I choose against it, you know, but that's mostly because I am in support of Lonzo Ball and the Bulls.
That's big of you.
Yeah. They told him to stop running, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do that too.
Wow. That's incredible.
But, you know, I have the right to run. Think.
Well, I'm sorry about your sniffles. Thanks. As a relate of your nose waxing.
Yeah, I never thought of the nose hair as, you know, the obstruction that they really were. They were more helpful than I realized in retrospect.
We'll answer your questions. I'm sure you have some after this segment for one last thing on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the score.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
So let me ask you a question.
I just want to ask you.
Is there some question?
One question.
I mean, is that really a question? This has been a good session.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
Question.
Come on, man. It's a stupid question.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that?
I just want to ask you. One question.
Anybody? Yeah, man. That's a stupid question.
I just want to ask you. One question.
It's a stupid question. You should be equipped to answer
it. All right. I did answer.
I just want to ask you. One question.
That's a stupid question.
We
got the answer to the
then
question.
You should be able to handle a stupid question.
I did.
I just want to ask you.
But that's a great question.
One question.
One last thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
We like to end the show with your questions. You text them in, you twitch them in. Hopefully you ask good ones. Shane gathers them and asks them. Then we answer. We also have a texter right now who said, hey guys, tell Matt not to remove the hairs on his nose as they are there as a defense system keeping bugs and allergens from getting into your respiratory system. Your nose is running like that because it recognizes a trauma has occurred and is sending extra fluid through the nose to keep it flushed out.
Oh, ooh, God. Trauma.
It has, yes.
Speaks, you're screwed, dude.
That was not a good choice by me.
Centipede's going up there tonight when you go to sleep, by the way.
Don't put that out in the universe. Now I'm going to fall asleep thinking about that.
About centipedes in your nose?
Well, do you believe that you swallow like six spiders over the course of your life?
Yeah, I do it on purpose, though.
Well, right. Yeah, you do that.
Chocolate covered.
Mm.
No, what that guy said checks out completely with my instincts about the human body defending itself.
Just shave off the ones that are sticking out the nostrils. I caught Mitch the day of his haircut yesterday, had a couple nose hairs sticking out, and I called him out on it. He said, yeah, I'm going to my secret barber in the Pedway that everyone knows about today, and I'll get him trimmed up there.
You know what? There's some people complaining about the subject matter of this conversation, but it's better than talking about the White Sox losing the first game of the doubleheader to the Kansas City Royals.
And it's also better than any of these trash-ass questions for one last thing today.
Okay.
The only good one was from MPAT75 on Twitch, wants to know what you would buy with $450 as opposed to Spieg spending it on Field of Dreams tickets.
Oh, man.
Put it in bonds. Mm. Put it in a 529. That's what Bernstein would say.
You wait until 5 o'clock and buy the expired meat or the sushi. Buy $450 worth of expired sushi and eat it all before midnight.
$450.
Yeah.
What would I buy? I'd probably a really expensive golf course.
Okay.
I think it costs $600 to get on Pebble Beach.
I was just gonna say $450. I believe it was the twilight rate at Pebble Beach when I was there.
Yeah, something like that. I would personally get a lot more enjoyment out of.
Yeah, I'd put it towards rent.
Right.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's an ostentatious conversation.
It's a privileged place.
I hate myself for even bringing it up.
I'd probably get like a chest tattoo or something like that. Something I would never spend $450 on. Like, I really want a full piece chest tattoo.
Hmm.
So I'd probably put it toward like the first installment of a full chest tattoo.
That's a good idea, actually. If I didn't do something responsible with it, I'd probably get a new tattoo.
When are you getting the mango with Wani's mustache?
Just waiting on the right tattoo artist, you know?
Here, I'll talk.
Waiting on the right guy. Still got $75 from the Twitcher sitting in my Venmo. Waiting on the right guy to come forward.
How much?
Or woman.
How much does a full chest tattoo cost?
I mean, to span from nipple to nipple, I would say probably around $800-$900 if I'm doing color. Maybe
you
gotta
go nipple to nipple.
Maybe $1,100-$1,200 if I'm doing color.
From nipple to nipple.
I remember when Gilbert Arenas hit that shot against the Bulls in the playoffs.
He went nipple to nipple.
With Andrew, the team with like Nocioni and Ben Gordon on it.
Yeah.
And he like lifted up his jersey and it revealed like he has a huge lion head.
Hell yeah.
Just tattooed over his whole chest and stomach. I was like, that's the most badass thing I've ever seen. I would never do it. But
I kind of want to do an eagle, but it feels kind of Nazi-ish. So I'm gonna steer away from that. If I didn't have an owl on my forearm already, then I would do an owl.
That's my bit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
good for you for steering away from
so
anything.
So you're going with a swastika instead.
Yeah. That's...
Why does the eagle feel Nazi-ish?
I don't know. I feel like that's one of
It's an American symbol.
Yeah, but I feel like that's one of their things. I feel like the Nazis and the bald eagles are kind of one and the same. Especially when it comes as a tattoo.
A tattoo.
The plan.
How many tattoos do you anticipate getting in your life?
I want two sleeves. I want a sleeve on each arm eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to cover up all my insecurities.
Yeah, with facial hair, TikToks, and tattoos.
Yeah.
Could take a while. He's just so excited. Shane is so excited because... They have Cody Decker on the Odyssey softball team next Monday, and last night they won a big game. And then Shane not only scouted the opposition last night, the Reader, he played against them?
Yeah, WBZ needed a fill-in, and I looked at it as an opportunity to screw over the Reader's run differential because BEZ is bad, and they probably would not have scored many runs. So I played with BEZ against Reader and hit two home runs.
So did you supply all of their runs then?
I think every run but one.
Because, we shut them out. So, that was actually a good move.
A 3-run homer and a 2-run homer. Yeah, both to right field.
It's public radio.
People don't know how to play me yet.
Yeah. Well,
just understand, I'm going to hit the ball to right field. Put all four of your outfielders in right field. And then I'm going to go to left.
It's incredible.
Keep you on your toes.
Shane played for another team to help Odyssey's run differential after playing in his game, and is calling and emailing the commissioner of the league to change the field that you guys are playing on for next game, next week's game against the Reader, the rematch of last year's championship, so that you get Mike Lewis, the good umpire, and not the limper.
To be fair,
objectively, that needs to happen.
Sherman is not a good umpire, but to be fair, the captain of Reader, Kevin, also wanted to move to the other field to be on Mike Lewis's field because Mike tries. Sherm doesn't.
I got
right,
you.
Okay.
Wow. We can't have any missed calls next week. It's too big of a game. And we will have missed calls if we don't move fields.
I think there are going to be a lot of people on the team disappointed that they're not playing next week.
Well, I think they'll know. Is one of them our producer, Adam Staditzko?
Shane's got the lineup card.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Tension.
A little bit of tension.
I don't care. Like, I understand. Like, look, there's people on the team better than me. If I don't play and we beat Odyssey or beat Reader, fine. Yeah.
But if you don't play and you don't win.
Oh, then we're going to have problems.
Okay.
Hasn't been this much tension on the other side of the glass since Chris Tannehill harpooned word of the day.
Yeah, that's right, which was, I believe, last week.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a whole week ago. Yeah, we've been having a streak of tensionless shows at like two or three at this point. It's pretty impressive.
Because Tanny's not here.
Yeah, it's true. The adult in the room left. We had Mark Potash on the show today. We had Ian Rappaport on the show today. I believe those were our only guests. Is that accurate? I believe that is the case. Thank you to Conor O'Donnell, who runs the Twitch chat.
Joe-o.
And Joe Ostrowski, I apologize. Thank you to Conor O'Donnell.
That's it, Shane? That's all we had.
That was it. The guy who broke the Roquan Smith story, Joe O and Mark Potash. That's it, guys.
That's it. It's usually Danny's line. Today we had no guests. Good job, Shane.
He's got a great lineup for when you're gone.
He does?
Oh, the guests are crazy.
I'm going to be one of them.
If we can fit you in. Shane Reeder, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Adam Staszynski in for Tanny. Great job. Thank you, sir. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
It's stupid, and I hate it.